Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to all our independent affiliates, associates, and interns joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply don't lose your appetite. Don't lose your appetite. We all love to eat. There's no doubt about it. Whether it's seafood, Mexican food, barbecue, whether you like hamburgers, french fries, or some other food, we all enjoy a good meal. However, every now and then, something happens that we visualize and it gets in our minds and causes us to lose our appetites. For some, it may be watching a documentary on how sausage is made. For another, you may be riding and see an animal on the side of the road that has been hit by a car and it turns your stomach and causes you to lose your appetite. Well, by the same token, as a business leader, as an aspiring professional, you want to make sure you never lose your appetite for excelling in business. Yes, you want to maintain that healthy appetite that you've got to advance and to drive, that hunger, that desire you have to be the best. You want to keep it. EAT, E-A-T, is our three-step process, our acronym today that's going to instruct us on how to maintain appetites and passions for the right thing. The E in our EAT acronym reminds us of maintaining the appetite for education. Yes, my friends, education. Obviously, of course, if you're an intern, you're immersed in the world of education right now. As you continue to make the transitions into business, then education's also going to have a relevance because this is simply the process of gathering the data that is relevant to your passions, your purpose, and your profession. It represents the most important information we can put into our brain. That's why in college you have majors and minors, because if you're focused on a particular concentration, you want to spend most of your time gathering information about that. In business, by the same token, when you go into the workforce, you want to spend most of your time educating yourselves on the industry, on the occupation, on the nuances that are going to impact your level of success. You know, I think that we talk about education. It's important to note we've got a lot of things we can put into our brains. We can entertain our brains. We can give our brains junk food just like we can give junk food to our bodies. And even though we do that, it doesn't help us or the people around us. What helps make the biggest impact is when we commit ourselves to education. That A in our EAT acronym simply reminds us of the importance of achievement. The importance of achievement. We can never lose our appetite for winning or for accomplishment or for excelling and advancing. There are grades in school for a reason. It simply determines the level of success we're having in a particular concentration. By the same token, my friends, in business, many times there are ranks and positions and ways to climb the ladder of success, and we can never lose our passion for it. It may be that this week may not have gone as well for you as you would have liked. May have started off poorly, and you may not have closed your first few deals. Don't allow that to make you lose your appetite for advancement and for achievement. There's always another opportunity. There's always another deal on the line. There's always another way to tweak and modify the presentation to make it suitable to the next person you meet. So never lose that appetite for achievement. And finally, my friends, you never want to lose your appetite for team building. Success requires a team. Even if it's an individual sport, when you think about it, they still have to have a team around them in order to succeed. Boxers have trainers, tennis players have coaches. Everyone has a team in order to advance. By the same token, one of the greatest aspects of an internship with our organization is learning the significance of team building, being able to connect with other people to help them succeed and then have that success come back to you. It's important when there can be a team building environment. And even if you come across someone who's a little lazier than you anticipated, if you come across someone who's more apathetic than you would like, don't allow that to sour your ability to continue to build great teams. Yes, my friends, some people have started the team building process just like we all have and have run run into an individual that seemed to be a bigger headache than you could ever imagine. It happens in every team building process. Don't allow that to sour your appetite for developing the next person, for helping the next individual achieve and advance unlimited success, for helping that next person pass that probationary period and understand what they've got to do to excel within our organization. Team building is going to be important for everything we do and in every aspect of business, no matter what industry, what profession, what occupation. We all have to learn to build and develop, maintain effective teams. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'd like to know. Leave a comment underneath the podcast or simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. If you're a first-time listener, contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.